it's Randy Miles. I'm on the phone with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. That means it's Take Control Tuesday. And Mansa, I like to shop. I'm not going to lie, but sometimes I find it difficult to find that good deal and make those good buying decisions. You have some tips for us.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's not just about how much money you make. It's really about how much money you keep that makes the difference in your life. So a good habit and skill to develop is how to make good buying choices. And the best way to do that is to comparison shop everything all the time. Not just the big items, but on the items you purchase every day. Now, in order to compare apples to apples, you've got to find the unit price of the items that you're buying. Now, you can go to our website, moneysmartlife.org. We just put a blog post up, as well as Facebook, that'll take you to more detailed information on calculating unit price. But you want to be able to do that. And listen, there are easy ways to do it. Number one, in a grocery store, just check the shelf tag. It'll tell you what the unit price is. Remember now, we're only talking about arithmetic here. We're not talking about math. So to find a unit price, all you got to do is either add, subtract, multiply, or divide. And guess what? You've got a phone, so use your phone calculator to do that.
Absolutely.
The other thing is understand your base units, ounces, grams, liters, pounds, and gallons, so you compare prices apples to apples. And finally, be able to recall your numbers on your most purchased items. And one of the best ways to do that is to organize and use your phone's data storage and recall capabilities to help.
Yes.
Another thing you can do that can be a lot of fun is to delegate to different family members items that are important to them. And listen, kids can keep track of prices and find deals on their favorite food, clothes, tech, travel, and et cetera. So turn it into a family project to always make good buying choices and find the best pricing.
One of the things that my granddaughter loves is string cheese and also the LOL dolls or whatever those are. So I'm going to start making her look at those prices.
Absolutely. And they're going after something that they like, and they're motivated to enhance their own skills, reading, recognition, and et cetera. So, and it teaches them about finance, and they need to start learning that from cradle to grave, actually.
Absolutely. Well, you have all kinds of tips on your website and also on your Facebook page and YouTube as well. Tell everybody how to find that.
Sure. Just go to moneysmartlife.org. That's our homepage. You'll find links there to our Facebook posts. We have a very curated timeline providing the latest financial information there, as well as links to our YouTube site and our Take Control Tuesday archive.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much as always, Mansa.
Thank you.